Some say the curse of the mummies is just another bad luck story, like breaking a mirror. But a moment of science finds that there may be a basis for the early deaths of tomb raiders and explorers. While the tombs of ancient Egyptian royalty do indeed bear curses calling down death and destruction on all who enter, tombs all over the world hold hidden perils for explorers like Lord Carnarvon, who discovered King Tut's tomb only to die suddenly shortly afterward. This curse is microscopic in nature. Tombs may hold spores of mold, such as Aspergillus. Dormant mold spores are protected by tough outer casings and last for hundreds and even thousands of years until an unsuspecting explorer opens the tomb and is exposed. When these spores enter the body through the nose or mouth, they trigger severe and sometimes fatal illnesses of the lungs, organs, and intestines. Mold spores are not limited to Egyptian tombs either. When scientists opened a Polish royal tomb in 1973, 10 of the 12 present died from toxic mold. Even caves can harbor these spores. Today, scientists wear protective gear when opening tombs and handling mummies, but the curse of the mold spores is still a threat to those who explore the dark corners of history. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Sylvia Pambukian with help from Keith Clay in biology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. That's amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.